we live in a very religious world. Surveys of more than a million people living in 163 nations show that 81% claim to belong to an organized religious faith, and many of the rest report attending worship services or taking part in other religious activities. 74% say that religion is an important part of their daily lives. 50% report that they have attended a place of worship or religious service in the past 7 days. 56% believe that God is directly involved in things that happen in the world. In very few nations do as many as 5% claim to be atheists, and only in Vietnam, China, and South Korea do atheists exceed 20%. These statistics alone are enough to upend the common narrative that faith is on the wane. But the data go far deeper than that, and they allow us to examine religion around the world from many different angles. These statistics, previously unavailable, paint a fascinating portrait of worldwide faith. The deeper one digs into the data, the clearer it becomes. The popular notion of an increasingly secularizing world is not merely wrong, but actually the opposite of what has been taking place. Counting world religions. Until now, worldwide religious statistics have been based on substantial guesswork. Many nations do not have reliable counts of their religious makeup, and therefore all previously available statistics on worldwide religious affiliation have been rough estimates, which accounts for the huge differences among them. Thus, the CIA World Factbook reports that there are 2.1 billion Christians on Earth, whereas the World Christian Database places the Christian total at 3.2 billion. Far more reliable statistics on religious affiliation now can be calculated based on data from the Gallup Organization's remarkable World Poll. In 2005, Gallup began conducting annual national surveys in 119 nations. Now, 163 nations are included, making up about 97% of the world's population. In each nation, a sample of 1,000 respondents or larger is drawn, and weights are assigned so the data properly reflect the population in terms of gender, age, education, household size, and socioeconomic status. The statistics reported in this chapter are based on merging the samples for all years, which yields very large numbers of cases, thus greatly increasing the accuracy of results. The average number of cases for all 163 nations now equals 7,567. There are, however, several unavoidable shortcomings even to these statistics. In many nations, respondents were given the choice of affirming that they were Roman Catholics, Protestants, or Orthodox Christians. But in other nations, it was necessary to settle for Christian without further specification. Hence, to create worldwide statistics, even those who reported being Protestant, Catholic, or Orthodox must be placed in the undifferentiated category, Christian. The same applies to Muslim respondents. For many nations, there is no breakdown for Sunnis and Shia, and hence everyone is simply identified as a Muslim. A second deficiency is that, even though by now there are about 1 million respondents to the world polls, there still are too few cases to allow reliable statistics to be computed for some smaller religions, including Shinto, Zoroastrianism, Taoism, and Confucianism. This made it necessary to combine.